The following podcast may contain lyrical or thematic content that some find unsuitable for younger ears. Please listen responsibly.
Radio Free, hipster please, yo, it's all that you need. The man that's got you covered, it's our good friend Z. Got the geeky hip-hop mashups and whatnot with a southern draw. He gets the props like non-stop. It's your one-stop shop for everything that is leaked. Other podcasts, yo, simply cannot compete. Better lock up your girlfriend, your mom, and your sister. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free Hipster.
Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon
to a gobbler?
Nothing, nothing, you ain't scaring nothing. Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon
to a gobbler?
Nothing, nothing, you ain't scaring nothing. Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon
to a gobbler?
Nothing, nothing, you ain't scaring nothing. Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon
to a gobbler?
Nothing, nothing, you ain't scaring nothing.
Yeah, goon to a goblin, god to a goomba. Medulla oblongata got removed, it's not a tumor. Womp bomb, a loo bomb, get stomped, hallelujah. The squad got a few plots to lock Malibu up. What? You tryna make a payment, baby, we don't take fellation. You think a couple million children crying could restrain them? It probably takes a nation. I'm on some 88 shit. The door slides, we watch you die from the radiation.
Nothing. I'm axing smash, plus I'm packing hash, and I'm smoking dabs. It's the shape of Afghanistan. Call me Danny Tan, cause I'm cleaning house. Triple beam skiing green with my wiener out. Donkeys give the horse eye, that's what we about. Fiends twitching round, yeah, yeah, the beast is out. Bass strong enough to shake a war airplane. On top of the world, Ford Fairlane.
Rocking goggles on my noggin while I'm locked in the cockpit. If you got a pistol, then pop it. All the talk is obnoxious. You believe in ghosts and goblins, it's about to get raucous. Listen, all these lyrics fucking drop in the pocket. Atomic bombs, skeletons in the closet. Necronomicon, impossible is never an option. My conglomerate with his ominous get tossed in the crock pit. Abominable-ish, we taking listeners hostage, bitch.
Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon
to a goblin?
Nothing, nothing, you ain't scaring nothing. Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon
to a goblin?
Nothing, nothing, you ain't scaring nothing.
Cool to a goblin, fool to a godsend. The brain surgeon, tool to your noggin. Problem child playing in a cornfield, waiting with a pickaxe, about to catch a warm meal. Now, now, listen up, this is an ordeal. Bow down, motherfucker, shit is for real. Styles y'all can't combine, scarred up face like Frankenstein. Sick and twisted with a slant of mind, from sticky icky like Antrimine.
Broken teeth and bleeding gums, razor blades and apple cores. Band-aid on my bottom lip, makeup on my battle scars. Perfume in my pissy bowl, clogging up my toilet flush. Sniffing on that Comet White, sipping on that toilet duck. Wasting on a pavement crack, lower than the bottom rock. Cold and awful, frozen waffle, toasted strudel, caution. Hot alone in a world so frozen, in a cold in a golden scarf. Afraid of the rage I hold in, I pray for my broken heart. Now I'm walking alone in a rainstorm, barefoot with a loaded nine. In a tight blue shirt with a cape on, the crust of a broken pie. Heaven, I'm home, heaven, I'm home. Heaven, I'm ready for bed and I'm better off cold. I'm running for mayor, sweaty like Ford. Heroin high, heroin low, oh.
Whispering in my ear, bloodletting a detonation. We're the bomb, dropping the missile. Where were you, pulling more whistles? Listen, dumb with the demon, while the redeeming. Seeming the devil, really just misunderstood. Missing the mission, supposedly closing the door in the past. But you can't erase your face, I said. Send paper to shred, the skin to the bone. Now we're alone, I kind of admit that I spit on your grave. I kind of admit that you never did fit into my ideal for real. The skin it does peel, appealing the thought of it not being real for real.
Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon
to a goblin?
Nothing, nothing, you ain't scaring nothing. Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon
to a goblin?
Nothing, nothing, you ain't scaring nothing. Nothing, nothing.
These evil creatures can transform themselves into flesh and blood.
Hello, boils and ghouls. It's me, Z, your own little crypt keeper, coming at you with another Halloween-themed episode of Radio Free Hipster. You started off with a little back burner action, Goon to a Goblin featuring Decisive from 2015's Eclipse. And from there, we're gonna continue to frolic with the creatures of the night, as well as your favorite vampire hunter, Beef Thompson.
Just like I like it, remember back in the day, they always get a little older, but I stay the same age, and I make the same place. Spend my days in the coffin, we need to get another sheriff, cause this dude isn't rocking. But I just met a lady who just took away my breath. Maybe she wasn't the first, but I bet that she's the best. Don't wanna tell you how I know it, but I know that she's a virgin. In no time we went from flirting to some sex that's way disturbing. Yo, they call the fang banger, it don't bother me none. I think they jealous cause these bitches giving me some. And yo, her brother is dumb, but he got notches on his belt. Everybody can't be lucky, gotta play the cards you're dealt. And I got dealt from the bottom, watch my brothers expire. The 1860s, they were shitty, not a thing to admire. So when you tell me that you think that they're the glorious dead, makes me think that you're so lucky that I've already fed.
My life cannot be the same, I don't remember my name. Need blood and I don't feel shame.
Can't die because God hates bang.
My life cannot be the same, I don't remember my name. Need blood and I don't feel shame.
Can't die because God hates
bang. I messed around with centerfolds and beauty exotic. If it's the middle of the night, you got vagina, I'll rock it. But if you tap me like a keg, I'll make your world come alive. No, I don't hate you, you're in nature and you're feeling sublime. But at the same time, your evils will be met by a dude who is so hungry that you're likely to get bit. I don't mean to disrespect, but you didn't really think it through. I'm a million years old, dick, what you gonna do? I got friends my size and they're ready to ride. Just like Frank White, man, they're ready to die. I just wanna drink, I'm not here for a fight. Change my plans if you really feel like dying tonight. I don't turn into a bat, I don't sparkle in the sunshine. Power of persuasion, I know I can make your girl mine. Glamour, it's a power I don't keep to myself. Got the coed, got the cougar, and I got me the milf, and so come on!
My life cannot be the same, I don't remember my name. Need blood and I don't feel shame.
Can't die because God hates fame.
My life cannot be the same, I don't remember my name. Need blood and I don't feel shame.
Can't die because God hates fame.
Once you go vamp, you don't ever go back. Life is a commercial before fading to black. And if you're lucky just to know me, I can make you one of us. See, I'm a maker, first I drain you, then you're rising from the dust. Shapeshifters and demons all live in the south. Reminder who is running shit, look at my mouth. Wear things and witches, it gets a little spooky. Got like five grown men all fighting over some suki. Got a message, gotta tell you, it's a little bit blunt. Bella's just a bitch, and Buffy's a slut. If you wanna press your luck, try to mess with what is mine. I got a life's worth of torture if you're crossing the line. I got nothing else to live for, I'm already gone. You can keep your minions, but give me the blonde, I'm bringing it on. War is at your doorstep, bitch. Bribe me, it's embarrassing, I'm old money rich, dick.
My life cannot be the same, I don't remember my name. Need blood and I don't feel shame.
Can't die because God hates bang.
My life cannot be the same, I don't remember my name. Need blood and I don't feel shame.
Can't die because God hates bang.
My life cannot be the same, I don't remember my name. Need blood and I don't feel shame. My life cannot be the same, I don't remember my name. Need blood and I don't feel shame.
Can't die because God hates fame.
Think about living in a town I never could say.
Rescue me from this life that's not dead nor living. I was out walking dogs. Next thing I know, my neck it was dripping. Now I spend my days walking around late at night. Friends see my skin, you know it ain't looking right. So I walk with a limp. Some people call it swagger, and the smell of your skin, it drives me mad with hunger. Changed by the bite of a lover. Changed how I get to discover a new way to live, and I want you to all find out. just want your sweet blood. You can keep shouting kale, I don't care. You'll soon see in my way, and all I did in profile, since you know I'll treat you right, especially if you enjoy a real goodbye. And we'll walk on the beach forever, tell your brother and your sister and your mama that you ain't going home. No, I'm changed by the bite of another. Changed now, I get to discover a new way to live, and I want you to hold for now.
Selling my wares, and I walked past this old creepy castle, and I look at it and think, very old and creepy.
And then this creature flies at me. It dragged me back to this dark dungeon and bit into my neck. And just at the point of death, this creature forced me to suck its foul blood. And then it opened its wings like this and hovered above me, screeching. Ah! Now you are vampire.
And it was Peter. And we're still friends today.
I got blood on my hands, and my feet, in my mouth, in my eyes, in my hair, even my underwear, everywhere. Anywhere a drop falls, I'm quick to crawl and gobble the stuff up. Driven by insatiable bloodlust. Heart starts beating, hard breathing, I see people bleeding, feeding, I need it. You hemophilia convenient. Print a picture chilling in refrigerator, filling up a sippy cup. Spill a little, lick it up, tip it up. Triple cup of Bloody Mary, buddy, coming up on the double. I'm blowing bubbles of it, slipping up in bottles of it. It'll soak into your shoes and ooze into your tube socks. Stick you with the crazy straw, drain you like a juice box. Hauling bloody madness, call it all psychopathic. I got walls like Jackson Pollock, solid monochromatic. Tap you like a keg and let you run fast and strong. Hit some motherfucking bloodbath and beyond. Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood.
It's coming down, it's really coming down.
Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood.
Yeah, the streets run red until everybody drowns.
Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood. Motherfucking buckets and buckets and buckets of blood. Chug-a-lug, rub-a-dub, I can't get enough of the red stuff coming up.
Yo, Kabuto know a lot about blood, in the same way that the Method Man in red know a lot about bud. I know it circulates the human body in ways that could mystify a high school science teacher for days. I know it carries oxygen from place to place, even out over your nights when it breaks your face. As I taste it, race to the clinic for more, shouting,
"Doctor, please help, I'm deficient in gore. I know you got a blood supply and I'd like to tap it."
Never realize how useful it is until you lack it, so pass it.
The what?
Why the bloody intravenous, as the earth girls prefer it when the blood is in my that aside, whether you a boy or an old man, blood is quite incredible, a joy to behold. To peep it, get yourself an abrasion or start sore, or hit up KTP or maybe Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood.
It's coming down, it's really coming down.
Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood.
Yeah, the streets run red until everybody drowns.
Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood.
Motherfucking buckets and buckets and buckets.
chug-a-lug, rub-a-dub. I can't get enough of the red stuff coming up, buckets and buckets of blood.
Hey, where you going?
Wrong,
fucker, you're open.
Beside it, your blood flowing. It gets my own blood going, you know it.
And no one has as many uses for it either.
From the pool I soak my feet in, to the cubes in my freezer,
to the yard sprinkler, water in my lawn, it's on.
I got a fully stocked pond, put the tea kettle on.
I rock a red opaque aquarium, and later today
you watch me washing up my bottom with the blood today.
Hey!
Summertime, slip and slide, demon with disease. My super soaker's 98.6 degrees. The side will make you greasy, I need that. Give me a million ZZs in an IV stack.
I've got a hunger and a thirst and a passion and desire to rival even that of a goddamn vampire.
To repeat the DGLP line, I rhymed while I feed, man.
I'll eat that, but never mind the at, just bleed and
buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood.
It's coming down, it's really coming down.
Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood.
Yeah, the streets run red until everybody drowns.
Buckets and buckets and fucking buckets and buckets of blood.
Motherfucking buckets and buckets and buckets of blood.
Chug-a-lug, rub it up. I can't get enough of the red stuff coming up, buckets and buckets of blood.
Guess they never seen a bloodbath. I get a rush when the blood runs.
You signed a death contract, the blood between the white lines.
Straight from the goblet of gore.
Cold-blooded, ice in my veins.
Then thump in the blood puddle. Suck the blood till your form is lifeless.
Smelling pop taco, be extra Tabasco.
Why don't you join the zombie army with me? We've been waiting for you, and we're fucking hungry. Let's go out and literally paint the town.
At the top of that set, you heard Beefy's tribute to True Blood, God Hates Fangs, from 2011's The Adventures of Beef Thompson, Vampire Hunter. Oh, and while we're talking about Beefy, congrats to him and to his lovely wife on the birth of their second child. She arrived earlier this week, and she is adorable. After that, Kirby Crackle was changed by the bite of another. and Schaefer the Dark Lord and Kabuto the Python served up buckets of blood. And also multiple F-bombs. And we closed out that set with an old favorite of mine, Sweet Sweet Blood by Florida's Zombies Organize. I want to say that one was from a demo I copped from them at Nerdapalooza in 2008. Yeah, that sounds about right. And that track nicely transitions us from songs about drinkers of blood to songs about eaters of flesh.
It's not a tragedy, nobody thinks so. It's not a tragedy, it's not a tragedy.
Mortality, it's inescapable. Wanna get out of it, nobody's capable. Get it stapled to the manila folder of your life. When the moment arrives, a pure certification of events. Birth, vaccinations, graduations, rent. Then when it's all over with, hope you get laid to rest underneath the noblest. Don't have to keep hustling on. Ashamed of your shamble like you done something wrong by swindling the reaper out of one size swipe or turning all the living into fun-sized bites. You can't help it, your life priorities left with your last breath and the enormity of this milestone isn't noted by your mourners. So too busy wishing you go back to the coroner.
You have to learn to live with the fact that you're dead. You have to learn to live with the fact that you're dead.
There's plenty of you now and plenty more coming, and some of them think they'll survive, so keep running. But sooner or later we all run out of time. The trick is to not get stuck 1 foot over the line. Nothing left but your viciousness. Maybe that's all you've ever heard. That's chrysalis led to the one true you, and it's hungry. Eat another neighbor up, blood on your dungarees. The guns release bullets, you don't mind. Your gullet's so full it's divine. And this is like a miracle to linger past your passing. Blessing that's lasting, a hoard fast amassing. Please forgive loved ones who aren't missing you. Photo albums are not reminiscing. Remember what the preacher at your funeral said. It isn't quite a tragedy, you're not quite dead.
You have to learn to live with the fact that you're dead. You have to learn to live with the fact that you're dead.
Product of voodoo, maybe mad science. Doesn't matter now, you're free from reliance on reasons for things, they all just happen. Blood just splatters, didn't bring a napkin. So inconsiderate, but that's canonical. Consciousness gone, it was epiphenomenal. Plain talk, haven't got your head on straight. Now you're the one, all of them wanna decapitate. Don't let them, they're morsels all. You can come get them, they're of course appalled. But before long, they won't care like you don't. They'll be craving the long prosciutto, but otherwise undesirous of anything. Ready for this, or is it unsettling? Every one of us has squandered years, so go for the gory bite in between the ears.
It's not a tragedy, nobody thinks so. It's not a tragedy, nobody thinks so. It's not a tragedy, nobody thinks so. It's not a tragedy, it's not a tragedy.
You have to learn to live with the fact that you're dead.
They're dead.
This is another story about girls. For a girl who doesn't give brains, but eats them instead, is a zombie. So say Illbox. Sing it, fellas.
Zombie girl, my
bright future. That's right. Blood-soaked towels, hers and his. You know what else I could say? My heart is in your hands. 'Cause the truth is that it is. Oh, gee whiz.
Now I'm dying, turning blue. I tell you that I love you and you say, do you love me? Do you, zombie? Girl.
Zombies out there. Who's saying that? What? That. What? That. The Z word. Don't say it.
Straight from horror to reality, reality is chasing me. I've got the sinking feeling that my screaming is revealing my location, my vocation. At the moment is momentum and escaping the sensation of cerebrum and postmortem combination. See, the kind of mastication focuses on my possession of gray matter calculation, my cerebral PlayStation. Obsession of the masses, a confession to the classes. Never wanted to be cast in role of appetizer.
Fertilizer for the fermentation. I regret that this insanity is cause of dementation on my psyche. It's just like me, first to panic, then prevaricate. It's scary that I never heard a sage's soul prognosticate. I didn't see it coming. Get a gun and get me running as I'm shunning shambling smoker. 'Cause I don't want to be done by the dumb-headed undead cannibal cadavers. Nothing matters, lost my mind and black.
Another zombie attack, nobody watching my back. With all the allies I lack, no time to plan, just react to the fact that this survivor has to go in alone. I don't wanna be a hero, I just wanna go home. Another zombie attack, they're lurking out in the black. And now I'm totally fracked, the hungry leopards attract further factions here to hunt me on the streets where I roam. I don't wanna be a hero, I just wanna go home. See, their behavior isn't malice, just a virus and I'm callous. Just like Alice through the looking glass, I'm out of gas and I'm harassed to pass away perambulators. Ravenous like alligators. Know their buffet won't be catered, though they'll likely catch the fast food, whether now or later.
Everyone is zombie hater, not a born exterminator. Terminating thanatoid, threatening reanimated revenants that are postdated.
Inspired with coagulated humors, I'm not laughing at this joke that I'm enacting. My entrails are retracting to my throat.
Lakes promote me to remote locations. Dock the boats, I float out to salvation. To a nation lacking salivation, for my fleshy taste sensation. Patiently I pilot my pontoon out to protection. I escape the death detection. I defect to this location on inspection. This locale is pure perfection. Their imperfect resurrection will not desecrate or confiscate corporeal connection.
Another zombie attack, nobody watching my back. With all the allies I lack, no time to plan, just react to the fact that this survivor has to go it alone. I don't wanna be a hero, I just wanna go home. Another zombie attack, they're lurking out in the black. And now I'm totally fracked, the hungry lepers attract further factions here to haunt me on the streets where I roam. I don't wanna be a hero, I just wanna go home.
Me and one bread, but zombie speech strains.
Our vocabulary, listen, we're not really all that scary. We're just fairly contrary to the theory that humanity is not for eating. All that is self-defeating. Hunger pains are far from fleeting, but you're fleeing, so we're reaving. Needing bones, we're meditating. We'd be winded, but we're not really breathing.
Seething with the need to set upon the population. Their distress is our congestion. I digress, I posit this suggestion. The solution can't be mutual, immortally insanable. Terminal, untreatable, our treats to be dead. Sick and dying aren't quite animal. We're an animal to compromise. Should you really be surprised? Since we arise, we're losing simple things like fingers, toes, and eyes. So it's really not a bother. You can sue your hospice father, whether he's a ridden toddlers or your elderly grandfather. Another zombie attack, nobody watching your back. With all the allies you lack, no time to plan, just react to the fact. Our breathing practice has to go it alone. We don't wanna eat a hero, we just want an avos. Another zombie attack, we're lurking out in the black. And now you're totally fracked, your endothermics are tracked. Further factions here to hunt you on the streets where you roam. We don't wanna eat a hero, we just wanna gnaw bones.
Hey you Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. It's good to see you, buddy. How've you been? Things have been okay for me. Except that I'm a zombie now. I've really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die screaming.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable, I mean no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here, maybe we should compromise. Open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brain. I don't want to nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan? Spend your whole life locked inside a mall. Maybe that's okay for now, but someday you'll be out of food and guns. And you'll have to make the call. I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that bigger picture stuff. But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you slowly.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable, I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here, maybe we should compromise. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I'd like to help you, Tom, in any way I can. The way you're working with me, I'm not a monster, Tom. Well, technically I am. I guess I am. Ground somehow. Meanwhile, I'll report back to my colleagues who were chewing on the doors. I guess we'll table this for now. I'm glad to see you take constructive criticism well. Thank you for your time. I know we're all busy as hell. And we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head open.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable, I mean no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here, maybe we should compromise. Open up the doors, we'll all come inside and eat your brains.
You just heard a Geek Rock classic from Jonathan Colton, Re Your Brains, the 26th song from his original Thing a Week project. It was preceded by Death Star's The Quick and the Dead and Illbot's doo-wop throwback Zombie Girl from 2011's Pudding is Delicious. We started that set off with MC Frontalight's Invasion of the Not Quite Dead from Solved, another fine record from 2011. All right, I am out of here, folks. The show is done, and I got pumpkins to carve and candy to eat. I will leave you in the cold and skeletal embrace of my boy Bone Cage. This is his song, I'm Gonna Quantum Leap, a parody of 1984 Rockwell hit, Somebody's Watching Me. It ain't crazy Halloween-y, but I include it because even 30 years later and divorced from its original lyrical paranoia, that melody still just creeps me the hell out. So check it out, and then get back to your own Halloween activities, whatever they may be. And if you're looking for me, I can be located at geekdad.com or at this podcast site, hipsterplease.com, your source for news, reviews, and interviews, and happy haunting.
Podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.